is Citizens Council Forum, America's number one public affairs program, where prominent Americans report to the nation on important issues. This week, the series of discussions is presented coast to coast by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, with the cooperation of public-spirited broadcasters who share our belief that Americans must be informed to remain free. Now, from Washington, here is the producer of Citizens Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. We're very happy to have on the program today Mr. W.J. Simmons from Jackson, Mississippi. Bill Simmons is National Administrator for the Citizens Councils of America and editor of the official Citizens Council magazine, The Citizen. Bill, I'd like to ask you about an executive order which was issued a few days ago by President Kennedy, an executive order concerning racial integration in housing in the United States. What's your reaction to this order?
Well, Dick, first, let's take a moment and see just what the order says. As it's been reported in the press, the order prohibits so-called discrimination because of race, color, creed, or national origin in the sale, leasing, rental, or other disposition of certain residential properties, even though these may be privately owned. The so-called discrimination is prohibited if federal funds have been involved in the purchase, construction, or operation of any of these properties. It's also understood that this applies to the insuring or guaranteeing of loans by the federal government. Now, in practical terms, for the majority of the people concerned, this would concern FHA or so-called GI loans. The effect of it is undoubtedly very great, though at the moment incalculable. There's been quite a reaction to this. For one thing, perhaps the most significant statement comes from the president of the National Association of Home Builders. He said that that based on a recent survey of home builders throughout the country, such an order that the president issued would cause a severe cutback in housing production. It would have an adverse effect on the entire economy and, of course, on jobs and income.
Well, now, Bill, how broad in scope and effect do you think this order will be? Will it have more impact in the North or in the South?
Dick, it appears to be about as broad as it's possible for any order to be, especially since it is not a law, it's an order. Speaking of the North and South, it will undoubtedly have far greater effect in the North than the South. There are several reasons for this. Perhaps the most primary reason would be that in the South, we already have a rather large degree, believe it or not, of so-called integrated housing, rather integrated neighborhoods. The South is integrated geographically, especially in the rural sections, whereas the North is severely segregated. And actually, as far as the South is concerned, we have had the protection of custom and of economics in this field primarily ever since the Supreme Court decision outlawing the enforcement of restrictive covenants in the courts. I've been told by home builders here in our own city and loan people that the North is really in a turmoil, that they've had reactions from all over the country since the president's order, and it's caused terrific confusion.
Then you feel this order will be much greater impact in the North than it will in the South?
I certainly do, Dick. In that connection, it's been my privilege to make several speeches in the North to civic clubs and other groups. There's been a great deal of discussion about this, and I've found that this is the sensitive nerve in the North on integration. This is the fact of residential segregation that has reduced somewhat the impact of school integration in the North. This, of course, is not true in the South. as you know, and as I'm sure our listeners know.
Well, in other words, the northern communities have segregated neighborhoods. They also have neighborhood schools, which in effect gives them segregated schools.
That's right. That's exactly right. In that connection also, it might be interesting to note that we've had literally thousands of letters from correspondents all over the North during the past 8 years of the Citizens Council's existence. And these letters reflect the fear of integrated neighborhoods. They reflect something that we in the South are scarcely acquainted with. That is a physical fear that comes from integration. It's quite pronounced, and I'd say it exists wherever there's a sizable Negro population in the North.
Would you say this fear is the chief reason why the North will oppose this order, or why the white citizens of the North will oppose this order, or does their opposition to integrated neighborhoods come from other factors, take economics, for example?
Well, I think they're related. It's difficult to separate these motives, but the end result will be the same, Dick, whether it's from physical fear or for economic reasons. I think in speaking of economics, that it's a terrible day in this country when at a stroke of the pen, as it's been so graphically described, the president can, at one swoop, devaluate a man's property, something into which he has probably put his life savings. It brings one to wonder if property rights exist in this country anymore.
Without getting into the idealistic terms of the situation, dealing strictly with the facts, does integration of a neighborhood in the North lower property values in the North? Do we have any indication, any proof that it has an adverse economic effect on property values?
Yes, it has, Dick. The proof is there for the seeing. There have been articles in a number of national magazines on this subject. There's constant discussion among real estate groups. There is grave concern among property owner protective associations, which are formed in the North largely for this purpose, to protect property values, which would be lowered if integration came about in the neighborhood.
We've talked a good bit about the North. Let's consider the effect of this executive order in the southern states. What effect do you believe it will have in the Deep South?
Well, one effect, probably the first effect, will be an adverse economic effect on the colored people in the South as far as the provision of housing is concerned. We've talked about this from the point of view of integrating a white neighborhood or a white housing project. I wonder what the effect would be on an all-colored housing project. Of course, this is segregation too. As you know, it's a two-way street. And how an all-colored housing project could be successfully integrated in the South is a problem that that really defies imagination.
Bill, what can people who object to this order do about it? Is there any recourse left to them?
Yes, there is a recourse left to them, Dick. This order was brought about as a result of the work of strong organizations, organizations who knew what they wanted and went about attaining their objectives. The people who are affected by it can organize in return and make their views known. In many cases in the North already, this type of organization, as I've indicated a bit earlier, has taken the form of neighborhood property protective associations. This is an obvious form to take. If anyone is interested in how to organize to protect his legitimate interests, if he just drop us a line, we'll be happy to assist in any way we can with advice and literature.
Bill, I'd like to get into the politics behind this situation for a moment. Why do you believe President Kennedy issued this order?
It's hard to understand. Sometimes we can learn from the reaction of others. In that connection, it's very interesting to note what a professor of sociology at Howard University said. Howard University, of course, is primarily a colored college in Washington, D.C. This professor is G. Franklin Edwards. Now, writing just before President Kennedy's order in the Journal of Intergroup Relations, this professor said something like this: "The conclusion is drawn that the administration is unwilling to antagonize Southern congressmen through such an order, that is, a housing order, owing to its need of congressional support for other legislation deemed important." Continuing, he said, "Practical politics, rather than moral commitment, determines how far the administration is prepared to go in the area of civil rights." Now, in the light of what he said, there doesn't appear to be much doubt in the minds of integration leaders that the president's order was politically motivated. It's also interesting to note, Dick, that he did not issue his order until after the recent elections. Now, that's a rather interesting circumstance about which a person could debate in his own mind quite a bit.
Well, in balance, do you believe the administration will gain or lose politically by having issued this order?
I think there's no question of what the administration will lose. I think the president's made an error politically on it. He could not have gained any colored votes because he had them all already. He certainly has lost white votes, especially in the North. This may lead in the end to the formation of a white bloc vote in the North, which will go far to offset the colored bloc vote that has had such an adverse reaction on our national interests.
Could it be a bet on the side that the people have short memories?
Well, that's hard to say. Politicians count on this, but in this field, in housing, memories cannot be short, because all a person will have to do is look next door. One glance at his neighbor will remind him.
Bill, thank you very much for being with us. Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum has been W.J. Simmons of Jackson, Mississippi, National Administrator for the Citizens Councils of America and editor of the official magazine, The Citizen. Join us again next week at the same time when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew speaking coast to coast, saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
Citizens Council Forum is dedicated to the preservation of our American tradition of freedom. If you agree that individual liberty and constitutional government must be preserved, if you want to do something positive and worthwhile to help protect our freedom, then we want to hear from you. Just write to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We'll be happy to send you, without obligation, literature showing how you can help. Address your card or letter to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. America's number one public affairs series is presented coast to coast each week by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, assisted by a grant from the Mississippi State Sovereignty Commission, an official agency of the state of Mississippi. Join us next week for another informative discussion, and remind your friends to tune in. It's time to take a stand. By working together, we can and will safeguard our freedom.